Suppose looking back on it, you know, the 12 months, as they normally do, the 12 months go very quickly. But it has been a difficult year. It has been a difficult year for to be chair, with meetings we weren't able to hold them face to face. A lot of them had to be held in Zoom. A lot of the communications we had were, while they would have taken place, they still were delayed. Our responses were delayed, and it just made things more difficult. But we can't forget the present difficulties. That were even more difficult than that are the people who had COVID-related problems, families who suffered bereavement because of COVID, families who suffered a great deal of distress because of the COVID, where they weren't able to visit loved ones when they would have wished to, and then the effect of blocks, the mega scandal, and the problems that existed all over the difficult period whenever they weren't able to make the contacts and meetings that they would have liked to have made, and face-to-face meetings. So it was, but everything in perspective, a lot of what was difficult isn't as difficult as the people who experienced the mega problems and the health problems associated with COVID. I think that puts it a wee bit in perspective.
Mm-hmm. I suppose it's back to your own role now as a counsellor then, just working for the people on the ground then. Is there anything in particular that you're, I suppose, looking forward to getting back to doing?
Well, you know, the needs and the asks of the people who elected us never change, really, except the priority might change. Whether you're in the chair or not doesn't really make a difference. What's important is that the people are able to have access to you, and that you find a place where you can make those representations and where they can be responded to in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And is there anything that you've seen over the past year then that has surprised you about the area? I suppose anything that this area makes it different from the other areas in Donegal?
Every area has its own areas of advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And this area would be different from a lot of... Every area is different. Well, other areas would be coastal, and other areas would be beaches, and other areas would be separate tourist attractions. This is an inland area, and we don't have that. But we have very many assets that we need to highlight. People have talked a lot about the Faux Castle, about Mungavan Castle, about the links with Red Hugh O'Donnell. They're all tourism things. We have the rivers that need to be developed, and an asset rather than a threat. And every area is different, and we're no different in that regard. But we do need to develop the assets that we have, and to be sure that they get the prominence that they deserve.